Exclusive: Lonergan, Facts Crush Anna Navarro's Latest Rant Against ICE. By Brian Lonergan on June 26, 2026. During her exchange with Vice President J.D. Vance on The View last week, Anna Navarro launched a familiar attack on immigration enforcement, claiming that over 50 people have died in ICE custody under President Trump, decrying subhuman conditions, a supposed lack of clean water, inadequate medical attention, and even a lack of education in detention facilities. She urged Vance, as a Christian and father, to visit centers holding children. These hyper-partisan talking points were advanced for no reason other than to provoke outrage. They are typical of the selective, decontextualized narratives pushed by anti-borders advocates who prioritize emotion over data and the rule of law. Navarro's figure of over 50 deaths in ICE custody under Trump is technically accurate in absolute terms for the second term so far, but it is profoundly misleading without context. Under President Obama's 8 years, approximately 67 detainees died in ICE custody. During the Biden administration, annual deaths were far lower, often in the single digits or low teens per year, with 11 reported in 2024. Under Trump's current term, numbers have risen sharply, roughly 31 to 33 in 2025 alone, the highest annual total since 2004, and additional deaths in 2026, bringing the total since January 2025 to around 46 to 50 as of recent reports. The reason is straightforward: the detained population has surged dramatically as a result of aggressive enforcement. Detention numbers climbed from around 40,000 at the end of the Biden era to peaks near 70,000. More people in custody naturally means more opportunities for medical events. Reuters analysis shows the historical death rate from 2009 to 2024 was roughly 1 per 3,848 detainees. It has roughly doubled under the current administration to about 1 per 1,630. DHS has stated the rate remains low at approximately 0.009% of the detained population. Many deaths involve pre-existing medical conditions, heart issues, or suicides, common challenges in any large detained population, especially one including individuals with chronic illnesses who often arrive in the U.S. with limited prior care. ICE reports detail these cases transparently. Our alleged watchdog media rarely apply the same scrutiny to deaths under previous administrations or acknowledge that the spike is due to expanded enforcement needed as a result of years of lax border policies. Navarro's characterization of subhuman conditions collapses under basic scrutiny. Border czar Tom Homan recently made an unannounced visit to Delaney Hall, a major ICE facility in Newark, New Jersey, amid protests and allegations of poor food and treatment. He toured the facility, sat in the cafeteria, and ate the exact same meal as the detainees: spaghetti and meat sauce, green beans, rolls, and a fruit drink. Homan described it as no five-star cuisine but perfectly adequate. He noted he is a large man and still couldn't finish his portion. This first-hand account directly contradicts hyperbolic claims of systemic abuse. Facilities provide meals, medical screening, and basic services. Strains occur because of volume, not cruelty. The complaint about a lack of education is particularly disingenuous. Individuals in ICE detention are adults, or accompanied minors in family facilities, held in civil administrative proceedings pending removal proceedings, not students in the U.S. public school system. They are not owed K-12 education in the constitutional sense applied to American children. Framing temporary detention as a school with failing grades is absurd and reveals the emotional manipulation at work. The priority in detention is safe, humane housing while due process occurs, not replicating public education. Most importantly, Navarro and similar voices rarely discuss why these operations exist. Interior enforcement and deportations remove individuals who have violated U.S. immigration law, including many with serious criminal records, assault, drug trafficking, sexual offenses, and worse. Every criminal alien removed from American communities is one less threat to citizens. The human cost of non-enforcement, deaths and crimes committed by repeat offenders released into the interior, receives no airtime on programs like The View. While Navarro's comments were little more than ignorant propaganda, they are consistent with the corporate media playbook. Anti-enforcement commentators weaponize selective statistics. Loaded language, subhuman, infrahuman, and emotional appeals about children and suffering while omitting critical context like detention population size, causes of death, legal status of detainees, and the protective purpose of enforcement. They present administrative detention, necessary for any sovereign nation enforcing its borders, as uniquely cruel, ignoring that the alternative is releasing lawbreakers back into society. J.D. Vance correctly noted the need for balance, enforcing the law while giving detainees humane treatment. That balance requires honest discussion, not selective outrage designed to shame enforcement and pressure officials into weakening borders. The American people deserve facts over feelings. When media figures prioritize agenda-driven narratives, they do a disservice to informed debate and, ultimately, to the rule of law that protects all Americans. Brian Lonergan is Director of Strategic Communications and Content at the Federation for American Immigration Reform in Washington, D.C., and co-host of the No Border, No Country podcast.